There's an awful lot that I've forgotten since I studied for the general. So it's going to take some time, but I'm hoping in a couple of months here I'll be able to pass that test. And that's about all I've been doing.
Well, awesome deal, and you got a lot of people back here supporting you as well. You and I need to do the same. There for a while, I was ready to go, and I just could not get time to pull the trigger and get out there and take the test. So now it feels like I'm back at square one, so I feel your pain. But lots of support, and good luck to you, sir. Mr. Gordon, AG5GG, how are you doing, sir?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm not bad. Overworked, underpaid, the usual, you know. Chad, what about Kenmore for the middle name? I mean, come on, you gotta have fun with your kids' names, man. You really do, you know. Make sure they get some crap in the schoolyard, you know. Anyway, not a lot going on. Like I said, just work. But Monday is Labor Day, so looking forward to not going to work on Monday, because that's always good. haven't heard you for a while, Chris. Been a long time, and actually, I think I haven't seen you since the last meeting I went to. I haven't been to one of the meetings since then. I'm a fully paid up, not very active member of this Sam Radio Club. Absolutely. Yeah. When's the next meeting? I may show up. I don't know. We'll see. Hope everybody's doing well. I ain't got a lot to say, really. I haven't been on the radio, man, for a while. Especially not 2 meters. I've been on HF on and off recently. So it goes. On and off. Like I said, hope everybody's fine and dandy and groovy and all that kind of crap. And we'll see everybody soon. Alpha Delta 5, Germany 73.
Oh, well, good deal there, Mr. Gordon. And not too proud of it, but I believe I was at the last meeting with you. That's the last one I was at. Dude, they changed my schedule at work, so I'm pretty much working almost every Saturday. So I'm going to have to make some time to get in there. And I had a little reprieve there for a little while between being sick and also a trip to Germany. So, yeah. We'll move on down. Mr. Thomas, NG5IJ.
For me to say, if I'll ever get a gold medal, this Star Wars, if that's ever a future topic. Everyone?
Well, Mr. Thomas, we talked a little bit about that. It sounds like you're in and out. There's more than in. We can hear you a little bit there, but did not make out exactly what you wanted to say there, unfortunately. If you'd like to come in one more time, try to check your location just a little bit, and give her a go. One more time. AG5IJ.
Hey, sorry about that. I'm not sure if this is going to be any better, though. I'm not sure what all got through, but basically, work's going well. Thanks for everyone for imparting some wisdom for me at coffee at McDonald's, and ask me about Star Wars if you want me to earn a golden thumb.
Rock on. Yep, we got all that 100% better. And, the list is long but distinguished on here. So, come join us. All right, Mr. Wayne, KG5EOG.
Yeah, not much going on over here, just kind of trying to get through these hot days here, stay cool, but it's I guess fall just around the corner, so it won't be long, so that's about all we got.
Alrighty. Yeah, fall is right around the corner, and saying goodbye to summer kind of hurts my feelings. But I guess there's another one around the next bend that I'll be waiting for. Me and Denny. We'll be waiting for that summer coming back again. Alright, we're going to check back up there with Mr. Victor, K5VL, and see if DB had time to rejoin us.
Well, good evening there, Chris and the group, K5DL, and thank you for coming back to me. I apologize for having to cut out earlier. The XYL walked in with the phone in her hand, and that look on her face that I better go ahead and grab it. So, that happens. Anyhow, let's see here. Looking at the radar, it looks like we might have a little weather coming at us tonight. That's interesting. Could use the rain, for sure. It's been dry, and you'd never know about this time of year. Take the rain when you can get it. Let's see. What else is going on? I think I mentioned earlier I spent literally, well, figuratively, literally, I'll go that way, 6-7 hours redoing my shack on Sunday, which was a really, really good thing. It really looks good now, takes up half the space, and works well, so that's good. And let's see, anything else I can think of that's going on? The repeater. I will just say this. I had somebody explain on the radio the other day why they had the long tail and how that made everything better. Well, I can just tell you, I'm a little disappointed in our repeater, but I guess it's just the best we can do. And if probably someone would say, if you can do better, do it. So, darn, I can't. Anyhow, I'll send it back to you there, Chris. Thank you for doing it. Good to hear you, and I hope all is well with you and yours. And 73 to all out there. It's K5VL.
This is KC5PIQ hosting the Gossip Net. Oh, gosh, Victor. Yeah, I missed that conversation. I haven't heard anything. I just kind of pigtailed on the back of Galen's Aries there. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with the repeater or anything to do with that at this moment. I have been in and out so much. I'm kind of lacking in the information area there, but anyhow, if we can get out and talk to each other, I guess that's fine with me. Anyhow, at this time, I'm going to call for one last round of late missed or visitors check-in. Please call Chris, KC5PIQ, Net Control, with your call sign and your name, please. Alright, with nothing heard, we want to thank you for participating in tonight's Net, because without you all, none of this would be possible. We would not have Gossip Net if it wasn't for the folks that take time out of the day to share it with each other and make the Gossip Net what it is. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. And we also would like for you to support SCARS by joining the club. So with that said, good night, 73s. This is your alternate Gossip Net host, Chris, KC5PIQ, and I now return this frequency to normal amateur use. Whatever that is. KC5PIQ.
Hey, Chris, if you don't have to get back inside real quick, I'll shed a little bit of light on those lights. KG5QZ.
Yeah, DJ, go right ahead. I'm just relaxing up here.
Pretty cool setup, man. Battery setup portable. Running off the roof of a fire station. Anyway, are yours like T8, T12? Do you know the bulb size? I assume they're kind of like 4-foot shop lights.
I was counting in my head here. I have 4, 6, 8. 8 of the 4-footers. And I have 12 of the big long. Gosh, I don't know how big those things are. I'm assuming those are probably 8-footers. Heck, they might even be 12-footers. They're big.
All right. Do you know if they're T8 or T12? Or are they like 2-something inches across, or like more like an inch and a quarter across?
No, they're the thicker ones for sure.
Right. Well, if you decide to convert that, the four footers, they now make a bulb, and this will be some fun info, but. And I almost did it. They make a direct wire, so basically you open up the fixture, if you know what they look like inside, right? If you see where the ballast and stuff is.
Yeah, yep, sure do.
Right, if they're the big fat bulbs, they now make a bulb that is a direct snap and replacement. You don't change nothing else in the fixture. You literally turn power off, of course, be safe and all that, but cut your ballast wires, you take your hot, you tie them all to the end to one end, all of them together to the tombstones, the little where the little sockets are, and you take the other side and tie them all to neutral. So you use your existing wiring. It literally is a matter of cutting the ballast wires, twisting them together, and snapping them back under the little wire nuts. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, sure do. Just eliminate that that ballast altogether and go direct, huh?
Right. And instead of being $4 a bulb, they're like $8. Now that's for four-footers. Now, for the eight-footers, the best solution, they sell a little kit there at Lock Supplies where I buy all my stuff like that. They sell a little kit, and it's not much. It's less than a ballast. I mean, I'm thinking $15 or something. The kid showed it to me, and I was like, eh, it's not ready to go do the back half of the shop yet because there are eight-footers in the back, four-footers in the front. And but anyway, and you install the little, whatever, $15, $20 kit, and then it adapts it down to those 4 foot tubes. So you take your 8 footers and make them 2 4s in the same fixture. But then you would once again just cut the ballast out. You only have to remove them. That's what the kid said he did for his church. He goes, I didn't take the ballast out. He's like, I just cut the wires and twist them together. But the 8 footers, you have to put this kit in. They sell them that way, the 8 foot ones, but you don't want those. It's way cheaper to convert them to, basically you're adding a set of ends in the middle, if that makes sense.
Yep, sure enough does. And that actually might work out a little bit better. And of course, you know, I mean, it might be twice the price, but gosh, you know, you're going to get more than that out of the life of the bulb. And in that shop, it's got 16-foot ceilings, 16-foot walls, so what, almost 20-foot at the peak, so... Yep, the less I have to get up and down on that thing, the better.
All right, well, when you get ready to, that's the way to do it. If you have any questions, get closer. And I will say this for a big caveat. And on mine, I mean, I did 100 bulbs, but I also didn't do about, like, 30. So I used what we already had. I already had new bulbs there. So I had to buy that to change it. But I was just tired of mismatched lights. They quit making the color... arranged T12s that we had, and we started using the new ones. They were different color, and so a few of the fixtures weren't working, but most of them were. And anyway, it was like 30 fixtures. It was a bunch. So I was like, no, it was half the price to do this. However, you said in February, OG&E runs a deal, and you can get those $8 bulbs for $3. That makes them cheaper than buying the regular fluorescent tubes at that point. And so you get where I'm going with that. You can actually rewire the thing for less money than just replacing your bulbs.
I can't wait till February. I'll do that in a heartbeat. Yep, rock on. Yeah, that's, I guess my only question about those LEDs is I have had some past experience with gaining some RF off of those LEDs or some intermod or something's going on there. And was picking up a lot of noise and stuff on the HF side to the point where I had some shop lights there on the ground floor area, and there was a 4 foot, like an LED replacement bulb. You just put the bulb straight into the deal like you're talking about there, and I was picking up a ton of noise and ended up just turning the lights off, sit there in the dark and playing HF.
I didn't know if that was a comment in there. If so, come on, comment. But, yeah, the direct replacements were more expensive than these ones. They've just come down so much. And direct wire, the transformer's in the bulb, so that eliminates having to have a transformer back and forth. That's why I never did them before. The direct replacements then are taking the higher voltage coming out of the ballast. And the not on HF radio, but just regular AM radio at work, I notice I can with a little trial and error turn this stuff on and off, I can pinpoint where some of, you know, at least what circuit in the building the interference is coming from, and 100% of the time I've been able to relate it back to a ballast somewhere. And I know that sounds weird, but I mean, you turn stuff on and off and you go figure out which one ain't putting out the right voltage, and you replace that ballast, and all the next thing you know, everything just got really clean on your little, you know, I listen to some Tulsa stations once in a while on AM, so if it ain't pretty clean, you just don't hear them.
KC5PIQ. Yeah, I hear you there, and I'm definitely going to give it a shot, because it's time to get some more light up in that shop. It's getting a little dingy in there. It's just, I guess those things are 5 years old, and I've got two of them out, so it's time to get up there and do some maintenance. Oh, playing catch-up these last few days, or weeks, I should say. It's been just terrible. A lot of maintenance, but definitely keeps me busy.
All right, I'm trying to leave a break in there. Somebody would chime in. But, yeah, like I said, I'd be looking at that real close. And the only reason I did it, first off, I went over there with a certain intent. And kid started showing me all this other stuff, and he's really sharp on this stuff. And anyway, and if you don't have a counter or something, I can carry you over there. It's not a problem. It's right there by the store. But we go over there, and he started showing me all these alternatives. I was like, they didn't have this a year ago. He's like, nope. He's like, and started showing them to me, and it really made sense. The downside is all those fixtures are original to the building, so 1980, and some of the ends are missing, and there's some other stuff. I mean, I've been doing good to keep them operating, keep covers on them, and I wasn't, I had a budget in mind when I went over there, and doing the bulbs at the $8 was going to be twice the $4 bulb, so I'm like, eh, I already had some ballast. I bought a few. I didn't realize quite as many. It was kind of weird. If you have a half-used light bulb and a weak ballast, it still comes on as a half-weak light bulb. But if you put a new light bulb in it, and if it ain't getting the power from the ballast, it either, one, won't work, or two, it says certain flickers because it ain't getting the power. And if you don't replace that pretty darn quick on the ballast, it burns up your brand-new light bulbs. And I had that happen on one of them. And it was kind of odd, but I went over there, and at the end was smoked, and I'm like, what the heck? This is, it was not one I had replaced that day, but it was one of the new batch of bulbs, so it had been replaced in the last 6 months, and because I'd already quite replaced some of the bulbs, just do it from time to time as they go out. You know how it is, it's kind of dingy looking, you snap two new bulbs in, the thing lights back up, it works, and you're like, hey, look, I fixed it. They changed the color on me, so I couldn't get the same color bulbs I had, and I guess I'd end up with mismatch, so I want them all the same. With all new bulbs in every fixture and everything cleaned off, and like I said, you see some that are underpowered. When you turn them on and they take a little while to warm up, you got to keep an eye on them because they're going to be short for this world. But on the other hand, because of the cost, if the other stuff's working, you can brighten them up with new bulbs. And I will say that I actually pulled a ballast today that was original to the building, 1980, if you can imagine. That thing has ran 6 days a week, close to 10 hours a day, all that time, and overtime Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, at an extra day. And it blows my mind something can run that many hours before it got, and it was working intermittently. It just, I was like, oh, look, I got one kind of fuzzing out. I'll go change it. And I pulled it, and the thing stamped on the bottom, 1980.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling on that. And we get quite a few calls around the base here for odor investigations in different buildings and whatnot. And I would venture to say that 9 times out of 10 on most of those, it's a ballast that's going out. When you have those older ones like that, you can get into some serious PCBs and things like that. But anyhow, yeah, it's something that I need to do. I just want to convert everything over to LED, get it nice and bright in there, and not have to worry about it for a couple more years, and get that place straight. But anyhow, well, I see some lightning out there on the horizon. I know it's not too close, but I'm going to go ahead and pack this stuff up and get it back down in the truck and call it a night here and be off tomorrow.
Woohoo!
And see what Mama's got ready for me. sure she's got a list of the house for me to complete tomorrow as well. So, anyhow, DJ, great talking with you, sir. It's been a while, and I'll do my best to get back on this radio a little more often than I have been. So, anyhow, sir, 73s, thanks for the information, and if I have any questions, I will give you a shout, sir. Have a good one. KC5PIQ, clear on your final, sir.
All right, KC5PIQ, KG5QZ. But, yeah, I changed both living room lights out, ceiling fan, fixtures on ceiling fans to 100-watt equivalent LEDs. I was always limited to about 65 watts. The kids' room are running halogens, so they can pull less but run more apparent, you know, light, basically lumens. But I changed the two living rooms last year, so I don't regret it. And theirs goes out again. I'll probably change theirs, too, because at this point they're screwing in bulbs. But, you know, technology's came so far. You know, 5-10 years ago, it wasn't really feasible. I mean, if you built a brand-new everything, maybe, but it was, yeah. I haven't figured out the power spikes yet, whether they're that stable for blowing out like some of the other DC current stuff. But who knows? But, yeah, if you want to change them, I would be definitely first of the year I start doing some research on that rebate thing or that discount thing through OG&E. And if the price gets down there like that, it would be the right time to do it. So, anyway, pays for itself. Kind of like the guy said on the conversion kit for those 8-foot bulbs. He said, hey, it's cheaper than a ballast, you know. And if you had to put a ballast in one, you can convert them to LED for the same price and just run short bulbs in a long fixture. But anyway, that's that. It's a compromise. So 73, and we'll talk to you again. KG5GZ, click.